This is Anne with your Coaching on the Go, and there's so much to talk about with celebrating self and how valuable it is. Today is the last day of the week for talking about this topic. It won't be the last time I talk about it, but this is an important aspect that you get to embrace your vulnerability when you're celebrating. A lot of people have a hard time being open enough to talk about something they've done well. You get to allow yourself to be seen and heard in your greatness, in your celebration. You get to embrace your vulnerability by sharing your wins authentically and wholeheartedly and letting go of fear of being judged or dismissed. That's why it's so important who you choose to celebrate with. My coaching from yesterday, I want you to be setting yourself up for an all-out celebration without reservation. An unapologetic celebration of what you've just completed or done, or who you are. So this is quite challenging. We are raised in a society where we are told to stay humble, you know, be humble. And I did a lot of work around the word humble in the word humility in the last few years. Being humble is overrated, and I want to say that a lot of people downplay their greatness in this world. They're afraid to be boastful because you're not supposed to be boastful. There are a lot of societal rules that you get to decide are not for you in this topic. Think about it. If you believe in God, or you believe in creation or the creator, or you just believe you came from the quantum field, whatever you believe there's greatness in it. Your creation is a miracle. Your being is a miracle. Your being here, right now, walking, breathing, not having to think about how you exist, to continue breathing while you're sleeping, to not have to talk to your heart about continuing to beat for you. You are an amazing being. So if you think about that, and you are not celebrating it, I mean, outlandishly almost, then what's going on there? When I think back to great things I've been given by people, I am super appreciative of those things. I celebrate those things. I don't ever stop talking about my appreciation for things people have done for me. I recall them and I talk about them over and over because I like magnifying what I love. So imagine you've been given this body, this mind, this spirit, this being, this amazingness, and you're keeping it on the down low. How can you celebrate your powerful being, your powerful creative being? No matter what level you're at, you are an amazing entity. How can you celebrate to the energy, the being, the God, the whatever that is that you're connected with, for all that you have, that appreciation for all that you have? I would say dump the humble. Just dump it today. It is probably the biggest thing that is holding people back from their greatness. When you can't get a momentum on how great you are because you're worried about being boastful and you're playing yourself down because someone said for you to not be boastful, you are not taking advantage of creating the momentum that you could create to become the great being that you really are. If you can't talk about the money you want, you can't get it. If you can't talk about the great being you are, you can't become it. You get to speak those things into reality, but beyond that, you get to feel them to speak them. And sometimes speaking them helps you to feel them. It's a cycle. So today's coaching is really powerful. It's about the psychology behind playing small and the vulnerability it takes in this society because of the rules we've chosen to agree with, to walk around being confident in yourself, being happy with yourself, being kind of smugly pleased with yourself. And that's what I want to promote today. Unabashed celebration and appreciation of who you are, in that when you're not being that way, you are kind of being a spoiled brat. You're enjoying all of these qualities without being appreciative for them. Just another perspective to give you some momentum on, you know, really celebrating yourself, being happy with yourself, being pleased with yourself. You are an incredible being, and that is going to create momentum in this collaborative universe, that you're like, I'm great and I'm capable, and you're going to continue to get great, capable possibilities showing up. Versus, well, I'm just an average person, I'm nothing. You know, I went to Catholic Mass. In the beginning of the Mass, they are talking about how lowly they are to God. And I'm like, why are you doing that? God created you. If you believe that God created you, and here you are telling God that he created a substandard creation, what is that about? How is that going to serve us? It's a ritual in the beginning of the Catholic service in a traditional Mass. So I'm lowly, I'm a sinner, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm that. I kind of want you to throw that out the window. I don't want to disrespect your beliefs, but I want you to look at that, really look at that. And who came up with that process of telling the Creator that they created a pretty lowly creation? Okay? I'm heated up about this because I feel strongly about it. So you get to remember celebrating your wins is not an indulgence. It's an essential part of creating a positive momentum and living a wholehearted life. It's about honoring your journey and embracing vulnerability, opening and revealing yourself, about finding joy in the process. So, my friends, take a moment, celebrate your wins. Let your light shine brightly in this world. I love you.